Blog Talk Radio.
What I want to talk about is
let me take you on,
ladies and gentlemen. Now ready for the
folks, this is the Marty Smith Show. For the last few episodes, we've been trying to cover just certain issues with regard to labor, wealth, and the decorum and discussion surrounding labor, wealth, work attitudes, the whole thing. Everything's on the table. And so just out of nowhere, I get a text from Dr. Boyce, and he had done this piece, which after I listened to it, I'm like, I've been trying to communicate this all the time. I mean, I just had a conversation about the exact stuff using the same language. However, it's really difficult trying to change the culture of your friends, of your folks, of us. And it's even becoming more difficult to care, to be honest, because I have my own issues and priorities that I need to focus on. But holistically, Dr. Boyce makes the point that I have pretty much preached all my life. And anybody who knows me from back in the hip-hop days, when I was formulating a lot of my ideas, will hear it coming out of Dr. Boyce's mouth. And particularly as he focuses on Tyler Perry, because he says it best. I share Dr. Boyce's opinions about Tyler Perry exactly. However, I was also enlightened after I listened to this piece and gained greater respect for Tyler Perry and understand why it is you got to go to such extremes to do exactly what is needed in these times. So we'll toggle back and forth, and I'll see if I can try to get some of Tyler Perry's original BET speech from last night. But the analysis is way more important because it's time to settle in, and you'll see what I mean real shortly.
World and the Black Business School. I had a couple of things that got my attention today. I want to welcome you guys to drboycetv.com, the home for intelligent Black people. If you're not Black or intelligent, this is probably not the place for you. This will probably be a conversation above your pay grade, and it will probably frustrate you. So I invite you to bounce out of here if you're not into things that are going to help you grow, help us all become smarter people. Now, give me 1 second here as I send out a text. I'm going to fire out a text to the family. What's up, Doom Dog Films? Good to see you, man. I'm about to send out a text to the rest of the family and let them know that we're live. If you want to get a text alert when we go live, all you have to do is text the word voice to 31996. Text B-O-Y-C-E to 31996, and you can get a text message. What I want to talk about is Tyler Perry's speech at the BET Awards. It was interesting. One that actually led me to take the time to actually see what he had to say. I don't normally watch the BET Awards. I don't really see a lot of value there, honestly. I kind of think the BET, you know, unfortunately, you know, clearly is a bad trap to fall into. You know, when you start making your money with stereotypes and just, you know, promoting destructive Black destructive behavior, It's hard to get out of that. There's a lot of money in coonery, and I think BET, you know, unfortunately, the white people that own them, BET is not a black-owned company. Let's just make sure that's always clear. You know, they're not real interested in seeing black people progress. You know, BET is not particularly on the front lines, in my opinion, when it comes to wanting to see black people prosper or to grow intellectually, you know, because they tend to just promote whatever's hot, right? And unfortunately, because we are sick people mentally and otherwise, we tend to want things that are not good for us, right? We tend to like things that promote ignorance or backward stereotypes or things that just hurt our community. You know, we really are some of the biggest white supremacists in America. You know, we are huge white supremacists. We love to promote white supremacy in every way imaginable. And so as a result, you know, it puts companies like BET in a precarious position where, as capitalist entities, they feel the need to put the dollar bill above everything else, which is kind of what capitalism tells you to do. And then what happens is black people end up throwing ourselves under the bus. We get thrown under the bus, but a lot of times we don't realize that the person throwing us under the bus looks like us, right? So, you know, the Jordan Peele making a movie Us was perfect. I love the fact that he made the movie, the title of his movie was Us, because Us can stand for us as a community, or it can stand for us as in the United States. So I thought Jordan Peele's analysis was quite brilliant. I think Jordan Peele is one of the best filmmakers in the country. I have a lot of respect for him. Shout out your city. I see Helena Hawk at Rated R Radio. What's going on? Indianapolis repping. I love Indianapolis. It's 100 miles from my hometown of Louisville. Corey S., LaDonna Hightower. Shout out your city that you're from. I like to see what city you guys are from. What's up, Vanessa? A.N. Jackson. Doom Dog Films. I saw you earlier. Trevor. Mela. Okay, Chicago. Y'all be in Chicago July 28th. DrBoyChicago.com. If you want to come to the investment seminar, you guys know that's my thing. That's what I love to do. I love to analyze things financially. And in fact, actually, a little bit later on the Black Financial Channel, I'm going to do a breakdown and an analysis of what's going on with Ebony Magazine and the fact that they just had to sell one of the most priceless film collections that that's ever been owned, right? The most priceless black film collection ever. Literally 4 million just really powerful, iconic images have to be sold because they owe a bunch of money to creditors. The collection's been valued at about $46 million. That's how amazing it is. And one of their big creditors actually is George Lucas and his wife, Melody Hobson. Now, I don't know what George and Melody's plans are, you know, for the collection. I don't know if they're going to sell and keep the proceeds or if they're going to use it for something else. But it's very sad. Because I've dealt with Ebony a lot, and I feel that Ebony could have done better. Ebony could have protected what they owned, but there are various reasons why black owners sell black companies. There are many reasons why, you know, the act of selling things that are black is very natural in a capitalist system, which is why I'm telling you guys to reject capitalism. Traditional capitalism should be rejected. I think we should have black free enterprise, or black business ownership, or whatever you want to call it, but it shouldn't be white capitalism, because that's going to lead you to sell out every time. I'll break that down later. Feel free to check that out. Okay, Daryl says, I got my library pack today. Yeah, that's from Dr. Claude Anderson. We do Powernomics Thursdays, where they offer the book Powernomics, which I keep right by me every Thursday at 2:15 p.m. on DrVoiceTV.com. Dr. Anderson rolls through. So I want to say, let's see, I see Mia from Philadelphia. I see it's that Timothy from Milwaukee. I'm going to shout out your city because I don't want you to feel left out because I love all of you. Lauren from Harlem, She Simply, Utica, Jabari, Orlando, Corey Jade. I can't read that, but it looks like you said a lot. Taylor, I see Charlotte, Los Angeles, Flint, Miami, Fort Worth, Georgia, Milwaukee, Charlotte, Detroit, Dallas, Detroit. What's going on? LaDonna Hightower. I see Charlotte again, Oklahoma, Atlanta, Indianapolis, San Francisco, LA, Columbus, et cetera. Okay. All right. So let's jump into the conversation. I mean, if I missed your city, I apologize, but I do see you and I love you and I appreciate you. Hit the thumbs up button. Please hit the thumbs up button. So let me bring down a couple of notes on Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry gave a speech at the BET Awards that I feel is worth mentioning on this channel. You know, you guys know I'm a critic of a lot of what BET does in the sense that I I'm not a big fan of promoting things to black people that are going to harm black people. Like I told you guys about the dangers of that imagery of the Migos. The Migos is one of the groups that was promoted most by BET, and you guys saw where they did the Mountain Dew commercial where these grown men were riding tricycles. And I was telling you guys that that means something, that of the black man riding a tricycle is a reminder that the black man is a child. He's not a competitor. He can't compete with the white man. He's not on the same level. So that's why they want the black man in wigs and dresses. They want him, you know, doing childish things, right? So when you got these guys on here, you know, looking like children, and also, you know, not speaking, you know, not even speaking in complete sentences, just literally sounding like little animals, like, right? Like white people love that shit because they're like, yeah, there you go. You're acting like a nigger. You're acting like one of them. You're acting black, right? So when I show up on the scene or one of you shows up on the scene and we're like, no, actually, I'm not here to, you know, teach you how to rap. I'm actually here to do, I'm here to be your accountant, or I'm here to help, I'm here to work with Elon Musk on building a rocket ship to Mars. They're like, wait, you're not acting black. That's not very black of you. You're black. You should know all the dances. You know. So these stereotypes that get mass promoted are very dangerous. And the thing about it is that they put the most money into the hands of those who are promoting the stereotypes. So it's like coolery gets pushed to the front of the line. Black intelligence gets pushed to the back. And that's why you have such a backward society. That's why you have the cart put in front of the horse. The horse can't go no damn where because they keep putting a cart in the front. So anyway, with that said, Tyler Perry, you know, Tyler Perry could be criticized legitimately. I mean, there's no, you know, I'm not even going to debate or argue against you if you say that there's a whole lot to unpack with, you know, with how Tyler made the bulk of his money. You know, he made his money putting on a damn dress and, you know, playing, you know, the stereotypical angry black woman carrying around a shotgun, big Madea, going to kick your ass, you know, and he's wearing the wigs and all that. That's an issue. But at the same time, things are not white and black. They're shades of gray. So with Tyler Perry, I think there's also another issue in the sense that Tyler has accomplished some things that I think people can learn from. And I like the fact that during his speech, he was actually giving he was given church school. That's what I call church school, where you inspire people, but you're teaching them at the same time. I saw a lot of buzzwords come out of Tyler that related to things like building your own. Our motto at the Black Business School, in fact, is don't beg for a seat at the table, build a table, right? So don't be trying to get a seat at the white man's table. That's his table. Get your ass back from his table. We can't build a damn table. The people trying to build a table ain't got no help because everybody's standing by and trying to beg for a seat at the white man's table. The white man ain't got no more seats at the table. Only seat he got left is next to the dog. You can get on the floor with the dog and eat out the damn bowl. That's why you see black Hollywood actors and actresses looking all stupid and crazy, begging for opportunities, sitting there with nothing going on because white folks got tired of them. You were hot for a couple of years, and then like E-40, the rapper E-40, said a long time ago. Remember he said, yeah, that song, they'll find a new nigga next year. That's what he said. He wrote that song a long time ago, and which explained why he liked being independent. He said, I'm independent, so I'm always sign myself. I'm never going to fire myself. Right? If you work for yourself and learn how to work for yourself early, you ain't never going to be without a job. You'll always be unemployed. You always have a job. You will never be in the unemployment line if you learn how to hire yourself. Right? So the solution to black unemployment is every black person learn how to hire yourself. Learn how to take your talent and put your talent to work. There's a little girl in this house. She's 8 years old. We took her to see a play not too long ago. She saw all these little children jumping around and dancing and everything else, and she got so excited because she loves to sing and dance. And she said, my dream has always been to be in a musical. I said, not only will I teach you what you need to know how to, in terms of how to be in a musical, I'm going to teach you how you can finance and produce and create your own musical so that you can make yourself the star of the show. You ain't got to audition for shit. You ain't got to beg nobody for an opportunity. So if you look at Tyler Perry or even Oprah Winfrey, y'all know, we've had some conversations about Oprah, that Michael Jackson stuff. You know, that was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous to Oprah. But again, I try to do objective analysis, and I'm going to give credit where it's due. I like the fact that Oprah and Tyler sort of show you what can happen when you learn how to create your own opportunities. Oprah is always on the cover of her own magazine. Why? Well, because Oprah gets to choose who's on the cover of that magazine. Tyler Perry has starred in many movies, not because he's the best actor in the world, but because he makes the damn movie, right? In contrast, I was watching a great documentary about these really great performers from the early part of the 20th century named the Nicholas Brothers. You got to go look them up. Best dancers ever. I've never seen dancers since that time that were better than the Nicholas. Anybody heard of the Nicholas Brothers? Anybody seen the Nicholas Brothers? Or if you've heard of Gregory Hines and the Nicholas Brothers, say something. Just say yes. Yes, I have. Or no, I have not. Have you heard? Yes or no? Who's heard of the Nicholas Brothers? Okay. I see some yeses coming up. I see some noes. If you haven't heard of the Nicholas Brothers, I want you to go and I want you to look up the Nicholas Brothers online. You just out of respect for the ancestors. These guys were phenomenal. No training. I mean, just black excellence. Seriously. I put them on my Instagram. My Instagram is other.
You're listening to the Marty Smith Show. Let's take a Music Amigos break.
Up out of me. Turn to a beast, eat your arteries. Deceasing opponents so properly. Unleashing the dark side, what got to me? We come to take this shit over. Put on the gas, hit a motor. Switching my thoughts on bipolar. I stare in the eyes of a cobra. Say you won't smoke, come get it. Come on. You wanna play dumb, I'm with it. I'm about to take over the city. I came with my committee, gang with it. Came for the bag and the profit. Looking for the wave when we got it. Nigga, you ain't scared nobody. Boom, bop, bop, that's a whole body. Bop.
Okay.
On the dark side, it can get cold, it's a cold case.
Okay.
In my right mind, I can ride till I roll break.
Okay.
Skeleton on my left wrist, it's a dog play.
Okay.
On my knees, thank you, God, that it got me through the pain.
Danger, danger. I don't fit in, I'm a stranger. Believer, believer. I can take out all the evil, empowerment to all my people. I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life is legal.
Pushing for the bag and the prize. On a mission looking for them bad guys. Can't run no player, but my head, I'm real wise. Look at his eyes, why I think he traumatized. Take me as a joke, I'ma hang him on the rope. Cause where I'm from, we don't play like that on the outside. Better not free, cause we know you gon' choke. Talk behind my back, but your shots backfire. I know you tried, but you never could survive. I see the fear that's in your eyes. Run like Ford, they're trying to hide. They criticize in the sky. They know I can only tell the truth. They know all you do is tell lies. I'm about to take over the city, tell me you should with it, cause I know my squad gon' ride.
On the dark side, it can get cold, it's a cold case. In my right mind, I can ride till I roll break. Danger, danger. I don't fit in, I'm a stranger. Believer, believer. I can take out all the evil. Empowerment to all my people. I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life is legal.
Come on.
Say you wanna smoke, come get it.
Wait.
You wanna play dumb, I'm with it. All the evil, empowerment to all my people. I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run
through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life illegal. Danger, danger. I don't fit in, I'm a stranger. Believer, believer. I can take out all the evil. Empowerment to all my people. I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life illegal.
So while the song is loading, it's interesting as I reflect on what Watkins was saying, because I had this conversation 2 days ago about why it is we keep rehashing some of that negative stuff in our community from the 90s, and they have this new film coming out or show, Snowflake. I'm like, who needs to see that? Who needs to relive dope of yesteryear? And the conversation with the brother that I was talking to, I said, you know what, Hollywood is crazy, because it's always got to be some, and I just assume white person is like, yeah, we just want to tell this story about the hood and boom, 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 boom. And then he looked at me like, nah. He said, like, nah, it's a black person that just feels like he needs to tell this story, and he's probably younger. And the impact of reliving this, reliving that bullshit and all the heydays and the similarities to, like, Empire. And so we start talking about, like, I was like, bro, I'm not a big fan of that either. And he's like, me neither. I said, I don't need to. I said, I work for the record industry. I don't need to see a caricature of what someone is interpreting as going down when I know that it was way over the top than they can even show. But why would we even want to rehash it? And then I just said to him, I said, you know, Suge Knight's doing life. A lot of people are dead from poor health choices to just the nature of business dealings in the hood. You know, think through what I'm saying. All of this affects labor, and entertainment is certainly one of the biggest income drivers in the African-American community, probably after sports in total. But Dr. Boyce points out some things that it's pretty hard to overcome if you're waiting on a check to come over.
I want you to go and I want you to look at the zoo. I like the fact that Oprah and Tyler sort of show you what can happen when you learn how to create your own opportunities. Oprah is always on the cover of her own magazine. Why? Well, because Oprah gets to choose who's on the cover of that magazine. Tyler Perry has starred in many movies, not because he's the best actor in the world, but because he makes the damn movie, right? In contrast, I was watching a great documentary about these really great performers from the early part of the 20th century named the Nicholas Brothers. You got to go look them up. Best dancers ever. I've never seen dancers since that time that were better than the Nichols. Anybody heard of the Nichols Brothers? Anybody seen the Nichols Brothers? Or if you've heard of Gregory Hines and the Nichols Brothers, say something. Just say yes. Yes, I have. Or no, I have not. Have you heard? Yes or no? Who's heard of the Nichols Brothers? Okay. I see some yeses coming up. I see some no's. If you haven't heard of the Nichols Brothers, I want you to go and I want you to look up the Nichols Brothers online. You just out of respect for the ancestors, these guys were phenomenal. No training. I mean, just black excellence. Seriously. I put them on my Instagram. My Instagram is other ancestors. These guys were phenomenal.
It's funny how the system gets shut down when I'm on some of the best stuff ever. It's amazing. Amazing. Simply amazing. Because I already listened to this stuff.
Live your life and you'll be free.
Hopefully we're back live. Looks like everything but YouTube is working. Certainly my DJ skills are always on. And we have multiple apparatus here to just impromptu start a mix, which is a good thing.
Break your heart, baby.